Just a moment to taste the newness of life.
You know, sometimes life has a way of slowing us down. Yeah. Of reminding us that the moments we often overlook are the ones that matter most. And in this episode of the Just a Moment podcast, I want to talk about your moments, my moments, the ones that test us, the ones that shape us, the ones that remind us that even in the middle of life storms, God is still present. There are things we plan for, and there are things that we really never saw coming at all. Yes. But even in uncertainty, there's purpose. And I want you to take a hold of that. Remember that. Even in pain, there are still the possibilities that are endless. And so today, I just want you to pause right where you are and remember that this moment right now is a gift. Yes, it's a gift. Remember that.
Just a moment to taste the newness of life. A moment to recognize that yesterday was survived. Embracing every minute and the seasons we have. For despite life's challenges, there is always a moment to be glad. Just a moment.
I want to welcome you to the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. I am Sean N. Graham, your host. I'm a poet, I'm an author, I'm a speaker. And I just want to remind you or just share with you that the essence of this podcast is to remind you not to only utilize your moments, but to also use the gifts that God saw fit to give to you. The gifts, even remind myself to use the gifts that God has given me. And so I want to thank you for taking this journey with me. Thank you for your support. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for just listening or watching the episodes. Thank you for sharing them. If you are new to the podcast, thank you for stopping by. And I pray that you continue to listen to the episodes each week. I pray that you will find value in what is shared in this space and that there is a connection between my thoughts and your heart. If you have not subscribed as yet, I'm inviting you to go ahead and do so. And while you are there, hit that notification bell so that you will be notified once the new episodes are available. A new episode is available Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever podcasts are available. You can check out RSS.com, Amazon Music, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. It doesn't matter. Wherever you get your podcasts, please check out the Just a Moment podcast. You'll be glad that you did. What's in today's reflection? Let me share this with you. The overarching message of the Jam Pod is to remind you, to remind us, to embrace life's moments. And we know that some are much more harder to embrace than others. However, life will remind us that nothing is permanent. Living is not guaranteed. Change is constant. And at times when we are at our weakest, that's when we're driven to our knees and we recognize just how strong we really are. Life was good. Plans were being made for everything, marriages, funerals, for life's activities. And then came October 28th, and things were changed in an instant. For millions of people. You know, Hurricane Melissa didn't care if the people of Jamaica had plans. It wasn't looking at their educational, financial, or social status or well-being. It didn't care if you were living in the city or in the country. None of that mattered. Right? It ravaged the island. Homes are gone. Food supply is gone. Water supplies have been impacted. Lives have been lost. And now we're at the point where basic necessities are elusive, food sources completely destroyed. Entire communities are non-existent. Almost everyone is having to start from scratch with nothing. Or should I say the side of the island that the hurricane hit. And it's not like they had funds set aside to, you know, for this upcoming rebuilding process. But one thing I can't say, Jamaicans are resilient. We have learned how to pick up the pieces and keep moving forward time and time again. And I remember Jacob Miller had a song. He was the lead singer of Inner Circle, and his song says, forward ever, backward never. And that's what we have to keep doing. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. It's in moments like these when we're at our weakest, when we are driven to our knees, that we recognize just how strong we are. I have seen the pictures of the devastation, and it hit home for me. My childhood church was destroyed. My mom's home was damaged. She lives by herself, and my sister couldn't get to her for days. I still don't know if my sister was able to get to her. Couldn't hear from her. Fortunately, finally we did, but cut off. It's heartbreaking, heartbreaking. Her life has been spared, and we thank God for that. And we hold that dear. Many weren't fortunate at all, at all. And I know that I too, like many others, will have to head home to assist. Yes, we're called to be our brother's keepers, to extend a hand, to assist where possible. Yes. And there are organizations through which we can make donations and contributions, the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, supportjamaica.gov.jm, contribute. If you work with someone from Jamaica, ask them, how can I help? You may have clothes in your closet that you have not worn or used. Give it to them to send home. Ask your friends, ask your church family who are from the island. Ask them, how can I help? It does not matter how small, it can make a difference. It can make a difference. I often talk about embracing your moments, good or bad. And so how do you embrace this moment? You embrace this moment by simply extending a hand. Simply extending a hand. It's been the norm here on the podcast to end the reflection segment. And you can see we didn't have a lengthy reflection today. Our hearts are still just dealing with and grasping the reality of what has happened in Jamaica. And who doesn't know or hear about Jamaica? And again, for me, it's so personal because it's home for me. We were born and grew up. And it's been the norm on the podcast to end the reflection segment with a poem. But today, we're going to end it with a prayer. And as I get ready to pray, I am reminded of our season two guest who was on, Nicholas Kaye, his song, Press On. It reminded us to keep on going. And this is the moment when I want to encourage Jamaicans to press on. Don't give up. Press on. See what the end is going to be. See what the end is going to be. Heavenly Father, we come on bended knees. Bended knees, bended posture. God, in humility, because we know we can go to no one else but you. It's only you who can stir the hearts of men and women who have been so impacted to press on. It's only you who can stir the hearts of men and women to embrace this moment by extending a hand to brothers and sisters, because at the end of the day, we are all God's children. Lord, it's only you who saw what was coming. This was not an aha moment for you. It didn't catch you off guard. It didn't catch you by surprise. You know all. You know why it happened. You know what happened, and we got to trust you whether we understand it or not. We've got to trust you whether we like it or not. For you're sovereign. You reign. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter, and we are the clay. So each moment, even the moments that test us, the moments that seem to come to break us, but the moments that may stretch us, the moments that may just bend us and attempt, and I say attempt, to break us, you see those moments. You are the potter, God. You know what we're built off. You know how strong and how weak we are. And it's at our weakest that we do recognize how strong we are in you. I lift up the people of Jamaica, and God, it's not only Jamaica that has been impacted. Cuba, what about the areas who won't get assistance? Bermuda, maybe Bahamas, who was unsettled, maybe they got some of the rain from it, Lord. Whatever island, whichever island may have been impacted, some worse than others. God, please send the assistance. Open the hearts of men so that we can care more than and hate less and recognize that we're all your children. We're all your children. We're all created in your image. So show us how to love one another, God. Show us how to extend ourselves, God. Show us how to be our brother's keeper in this moment. Show us what we're built off. We're built with. Show us, God. And Lord, we need you now more than ever. We need you now more than ever. For those who have turned away from you, let us turn to you. Let us look to you. Let us come to you. Let us acknowledge you as Lord and Savior. For God, we'll be mindful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. You know our hearts. You know where we are. You know what we're standing in need of. You know where we need to be. You need the position and the posture we need to take in this moment. Let us be mindful, God. Let us be mindful. And let us always be willing to extend a helping hand to those who are standing in need of a blessing in this moment. God, we honor you, we love you, and we adore you. God, we don't come because we're worthy. We come because you're merciful, and we come because of your grace. And so we ask, we beseech thee, O Lord. In Jesus' name we ask and give thee thanks. Amen. Amen. And as we close out this episode of the podcast, I want to share some announcements with you. I want to thank you, first of all, for joining with me in the month of October, 31 days of prayer and just talking to God, just being encouraged and looking to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. I want you to mark your calendars also for our monthly prayer gathering, which is Communion and Conversations, Just a Moment in Prayer. And for November, it will be on the 22nd. It will be held on Zoom. We will provide the details this time around. We're going to provide the password and the code to get in. We're changing up some stuff. We're just going to stop. That's our monthly prayer gathering. We're going to stop, reflect on God's goodness, be encouraged by His word, and we are going to pray. Thank you again for journeying with me. Let's keep on praying. Now, we'll meet again next week, same time, same place, here on the Just the Moment podcast. I want you to remember that new episodes are available Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever podcasts are available. Don't forget to subscribe and remember to hit that notification bell so you will be notified once the new episodes are available. You can also check out my websites, seanandgraham.net and justamoment.live. He'll be happy to chit-chat with you, happy to know you stopped by. Now, moments that are gone won't come back. Missed moments can never be recaptured, can never be retrieved. Take a hold. I've been saying that. Take a hold of your moments, the ones that God sent your way, good or bad, happy or sad. Guess what? I'm taking a hold of mine. Yes. Now, don't forget, put God first in all that you do. Be good to yourself. Be true to who you are. Be true to whom God called you and created you to be and to whom you are becoming. Yes. Because moments are all we'll ever get in this lifetime. So wherever this week may take you, don't forget, make the best use of the moment that life sends your way. I am Shaunan Graham, your host, and I will see you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod.
Just a Moment podcast, where we pause to reflect.